Your task will not be an easy one. Your enemy is well-trained, well-equipped, and battle-hardened.
There is not a liberal America and a conservative America. There is the United States of America.
Good night, and good luck.
Folks, I know you know this was going to be a simple elephant in the room this week. It's inevitable that it would be this. It is that Pete Hegseth has fucked America's troops on Signal. And you know, the Republicans like to pretend that they have an exclusive and complete and eternal domination of the issue of who loves the military, who cares about our men and women in uniform. I mean, they would prefer no women in uniform, but that's another story for another day. They want to play this game all the time. We see it a lot. I've seen it for decades. When I was a Republican strategist, we used it against Democrats. We used it against you guys all the time. You really don't like the men and women who serve this country. You are in favor of the communists. And it was always kind of bullshit. But now, and I want to get really into the weeds on this for a minute, on the Signalgate problem. We're going to set aside for one moment the legality of what Pete Hegseth and Mike Waltz and the rest of these clowns did, which it was illegal. And I can tell you this from personal experience, the inadvertent, because guys, I can remember the briefings from 30 years ago when I was getting all my clearance bullshit done. Even if you do it inadvertently, it can be illegal. You can say things are secret. You can say things that end up being secret or top secret or even SCI that you don't think are, but you make a mistake. You can still be liable for that. The semantic games that have been played for the last few days by everyone from Carolyn Leavitt up to Donald Trump, trying to minimize what has happened here.
Did you ever try to start a group text? You're adding people and you accidentally add the wrong person. All of a sudden, your Aunt Mary knows all your raunchy plans for the bachelor party. Well, that kind of happened today with the Trump administration.
A cataclysmic, catastrophic compromise of American national security at the highest possible level. You can't word game your way out of this, kids. And here's the thing that I think is the most important element of this. Pete Hegseth is dumping into that chat specific push times for aircraft, specific launch times for Tomahawk missiles, specific information about when they're going to be taking off. Now, I don't know about you guys. You may think that the folks in Yemen are primitive tribesmen living in huts and drinking camel milk. But here's the thing. The Iranians know how to do math. They can take the speed of an F-18 Hornet, divide it by the distance from where the ships that are off of the Sixth Fleet are operating in the Red Sea and the Indian Ocean, and calculate when those planes will arrive. They can do the same thing with Tomahawk missiles. They can do the same thing with drones, if they find out about that information. And Pete Hegseth is putting in this signal chain. Several of the phones on the signal chain are almost certainly compromised. Lutnick, Waltz, Gabbard. Gabbard's probably just fucking dialing right back to Moscow for that matter, but that's another story. But when you do that, when you put that information there, you're breaching the security, not just of the nation. You're breaching the operational security that the men and women in those planes and the folks who were on the ground physically, because I'm inferring there were folks there from special operations physically eyeballing the compound in which they got the one Houthi leader. You are putting their lives in danger. It is cavalier. It is reckless. It is shallow. It is unbelievably irresponsible. But you know what? You should expect it. This is what you bought. By you right now, I mean normie Republicans who are not members of the cult. And by you, I mean the United States Senate. Because fuck you to everybody in the United States Senate, in the Republican Party, who said, I have concerns about Pete Hegseth or Tulsi Gabbard. And then you got scared of Elon. You got scared of Elon Musk running a primary against you. So what did you do? What did you do? You put a man like Pete Hegseth, a drunk, disorderly, mentally insufficient. And by the way, that is one thing you really need to understand. Pete Hegseth is dumb as a bag of fucking hammers. Okay. I've got bread mold more intelligent than Pete Hegseth. He is a fucking moron. He's a talk show host who, when he's piling, as David Remnick beautifully said, these people use emojis with the same frequency as middle schoolers. You get Pete Hegseth because Republicans were too chicken shit to stand up for any kind of principle. When Republicans are too chicken shit to stand up to Elon Musk, you get Mike Waltz, you get Tulsi Gabbard, you get Kash Patel. All of these people in Signalgate, all of them that appeared before the Senate this week, Waltz, Gabbard, and Patel, lied to the House. They lied to the Senate. It was obvious they were lying the first day. They were caught by the end of the day on the first day. They're the second day, and all of them were engaged in like modified walkbacks and revisions. And I didn't recall immediately when you asked me the first time. No, they perjured themselves and they have lied to the Senate and the House. And I don't care what party you're in. I was told that lying to the House and the Senate was wrong. And they lied to the House and the Senate, not just about their presence on the signal chain or what was on the content. They lied to the Senate and the House that our troops were never at risk. They lied that said those pilots, those airmen and Marines, those aviators and Marines flying off those carriers, they lied when they said, oh, no, nothing could have possibly compromised their missions. Guys, we got very lucky this time. We got extraordinarily lucky this time. Now, Mike Waltz is almost certainly going to be the GOAT here. He's going to get fired. He's the guy that the Whisper campaign has kicked up into high gear. I heard last night that Pete Hegseth is asking his friends at Fox to make Waltz the bad guy. I think they've already started that process.
That's what we're trying to figure out.
Okay, but that's a pretty big problem.
We've got the best technical minds, right?
That's disturbing.
And that's where, I mean...
Waltz is on borrowed time right now. He's the Liz Truss lettuce head of this organization right now. But Hegseth is the one who is the most irresponsible. He's swinging his dick around, beating his chest. Oh, look, here are the times of the attack will take place and we'll do it. I wrote about this yesterday. And look, my experience with this is admittedly a long time ago, before the vast wave of technology came in. I was there right at the beginning of like Cybernet, like the beginning of the military transition to a TCP/IP based encrypted internet of its own. Okay, but I've been around as a contractor, still use some cleaner stuff after that. But there are tools to do this securely. There's a messaging component on NiperNet. There's a messaging component on what's called JWICS, which is the military's command and control system that these guys all have access to. They can talk through these apps. There are apps to do this that are secure, that are cryptographically robust, that are monitored and maintained by the National Security Agency. There are secure telephones that the NSA issues to people, not only for your desk, but secure portable phones. Now, none of these fuckers will admit it, but I promise you, Pete Hegseth was sending that shit off his personal phone. They were receiving it on their personal phones. Signal is a remarkable, important, and meaningful tool for privacy and for security for Americans and people around the world. The Signal Foundation is an absolutely amazing foundation. They do tremendous work. They are a nonprofit. I support them financially. I believe in Signal. I use Signal because I have a lot of people. If you talk to my security people, you would laugh how often people try to hack my email and hack my phone and hack my accounts. It is an absurdity. Every day. I use Signal to communicate with my team and my friends. because it is a great piece of software. But they chose Signal for a nefarious reason. Now look, generally speaking, technology is morally agnostic. These people are not morally agnostic. They chose Signal because they knew the messages would be erased. They knew they were ephemeral. They knew they were secure enough to prevent reporters from getting into it. Which, by the way, quick aside, the bullshit lie that Jeffrey Goldberg hacked into Signal is so hilarious that even among Trumpers, it died a pretty swift death from its own stupidity. But they chose Signal, and they could have chosen a number of other platforms like this. They chose Signal because they were hiding the illegality of what they were doing. They were hiding the illegality of sharing classified information that should not have been shared outside of appropriate channels and appropriate methods. There are secure phones, there are SCIFs, there are secure messaging apps, as we talked about before. They were using Signal not for the good reasons of using Signal, to protect your privacy. They were using Signal to hide what they were doing from the rest of the government and from Congress and from the courts and from the American people.
We'll be right back. And now, back to the show.
If you are a military member in a hot war zone and you're using your personal phone, you're going to get charged. You're going to get court-martialed because both sides understand how to penetrate the security systems of cell phones. And the fact that Gabbard and Lutnick and Waltz in particular appear to be techno peasants of some description should give you pause to begin with. The fact that Hegseth, and I promise you, he had people around him from the department who said, hey, boss, we should use this instead of your personal cell phone. We should not do this instead of that. Why did Hegseth do this? Why did Pete Hegseth put a gun to the head of American military service members? Why did he do that? Because he's an arrogant fuck, okay? He's a prick. He's a cosplaying, shitty little play actor pretending to be the great military leader, Pete Hegseth. He did it because he doesn't give a fuck. He talks all the time, I'm going to take care of the warfighters. I'm going to take care of the warfighters. Were you taking care of the warfighters when you leaked out in an unsecure way what was going to happen? Again, folks, we got lucky. We got lucky that the cycle time, see, the Iranians run the Houthis. They're an Iranian proxy group. We got lucky that the cycle time from Russian military intelligence to Iranian intelligence to the Houthis was short enough that we were able to hit these targets, okay? The Houthis are bad guys. And here's the other crowning irony of this. We're lucky. And those men and women who were flying those growlers and those hornets were lucky that they didn't get some Houthi gets a phone call from his command and control guys who says, Ali, there's a flight of four F-18s coming in at 1357 hours Zulu, altitude 4,000, and on this heading. And he cracks up that Russian-made S-400 anti-aircraft missile and whacks a couple of our guys out of the sky. We're lucky that didn't happen. We're really fucking lucky that didn't happen. And now that the Russians and the Chinese and the Iranians, who are peer competitors, by the way, for us with electronic intelligence in a lot of ways, particularly on phones, now that they know how this is happening, because this is the way of the Trump administration, they will put in every possible effort to hack those phones. They will put in every possible effort to use the metadata of those phones and which phones are contacting which other phones to determine and derive information that will cause the deaths of American aviators. Okay? The callousness, the disregard, the recklessness, the carelessness of Pete Hegseth and of Michael Waltz in particular. Even if we had discovered this through some other means, even if we hadn't discovered this because they inadvertently added a prominent and professional reporter in the form of Jeffrey Goldberg, who, by the way, handled our national security with much greater diligence and care than any one of these assholes that were in the Houthi small group, Houthi PC small group. Okay? Any one of them. They know how this works now. And I'm going to tell you something. There are hundreds of other signal chats with these guys. Hundreds, I promise you. In various permutations. And they will not stop using it. They will not change. They will not use another method. They will not use a secure method. They will not use a method approved by the Department of Defense or the National Security Agency or the White House Communications Office. Do you know why? They will not use it because those systems are covered under the Federal Records Act. Those systems are covered under the Presidential Records Act. In government, you are required to maintain a record of what you have done, even when it's classified. And those classified records are handled at the highest level of security in a case like this. There's a document. It will bore you to tears in many ways. It is from the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, the office currently cursed by Tulsi Gabbard. It's a long document about how you handle sensitive and classified information. And the legal basis for whether you determine something is classified, even if you don't know that it is. And when you read it, and the White House's itty-bitty fig leaf to cover their itty-bitty little penis is, oh, well, those were, it didn't say war plans on the text, so it's not a war plan.
Nobody's texting war plans. Well, I noticed this morning, out came something that doesn't look like war plans. And as a matter of fact, they even changed the title to attack plans.
Bullshit. This document specifically goes in to the categories of information that Pete Hegseth released. The exact categories. Flight times. Equipment to be used. Targets to be struck. So, yes. Did he strip it out and put it in a text message format? Sure. Did it come from things that are inherently classified data? Yes, it did. And I want to tell you that Pete Hegseth is the only bad actor in this in some ways, because he is a truly shit-tier, low-grade human being of the first order. At a level that I wrote a lot about when we were trying to stop his confirmation, and right now I wish to God we had. The most depressing part of this, first, comes from the fact that in any other administration, the FBI and the Department of Justice and the Inspector General at the Pentagon would all be investigating this right now. That is what you do in a government where you give a shit about accountability. They do not, of course, give a shit about accountability. There will never be an investigation of Pete Hegseth. There will never be an investigation of Mike Waltz. There will never be an investigation of Marco Rubio or J.D. Vance or any of the other morons that were on this chain. Never. There will never be one. Pam Bondi will never, ever, ever investigate this. Kash Patel will put people in jail who want to investigate this before he investigates this. Okay? None of this is normal. Now, Pete Hegseth being the elf in the room this week is an easy one, guys. It's simple. He put our men and women in danger.
We'll be right back. And now, back to the show.
Millions of Americans who have served in our military, who have served in our government, who have served on our courts, who have served in state legislative bodies, have sworn a simple oath. Here's what it says. It's I, you state your name, do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, and that I take this obligation freely, without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which I am about to enter, so help me God. Every single one of them said that. Every single one of them, when they were confirmed, said those words. Every single one of them. That oath of office to protect the Constitution, we already know that that is a joke to them. To protect the United States of America is a joke to them. The way they behave in this case demonstrates that the oath of office means nothing to these people. They swore an oath of allegiance only to Trump. They swore an oath of allegiance only to owning the libs on Donald's behalf. They don't care about any of that. And by that, you understand why they don't care about the troops that they put in danger while doing this. But there's a system in this White House. There's a system in this government that depends on lies, that depends on deception, that depends on covering up what they're doing, that depends on obscuring the truth, even when you don't need to lie. They didn't need to lie about this. They didn't need to try to hide this. The president, under executive order signed when Biden was president, has every authority to strike the Houthis. They're fucking Iranian proxies who are waging war against civilian targets in the Red Sea. Green light, go get them. They didn't have to lie. But they did it because they all reflect who Donald Trump is. You know, Ralph Waldo Emerson famously said one time of Lincoln and his team of rivals, one of the greatest American governments, that the institution was the lengthened shadow of the man. Well, the institution of the White House and of our national security apparatus right now is the lengthened shadow of a man. But it's the lengthened shadow of a twisted, broken, amoral, terrible, corrupt man named Donald Trump. All of these people engaged in this who are still right now, right this minute, when you're listening or watching this, they are right now still using Signal to conduct the business of government because they do not want to leave a paper trail. Because they know if they left a paper trail, they would go to prison. And I just want to remind Pete Hegseth and Mike Waltz and Marco and JD and the rest of the people that were on this Signal chain, when you knew you were looking at classified material, when you knew you were disseminating classified material, there is a statute of limitations on this that lasts about 20 years, if I recall correctly. And you motherfuckers better pray that at some point you either turn state's evidence and flip on Waltz and flip on Hegseth, or you're part of the conspiracy. I know that you won't in the meantime, in the short term. You think Trump will protect you or pardon you or whatever. This is a big one. This is a big one. It's an elephant in the room, guys, not because of all of the inside bullshit. It's an elephant in the room because every single person on that chain, with Pete Hegseth at the very top, didn't give a goddamn about the safety and the lives of American airmen in the Gulf striking those targets. They didn't give a damn about them. That, my friends, is an enormous elephant in the room.
The Lincoln Project Podcast is a Lincoln Project production.
Executive produced by Whitney Hayes, Ben Howe, and Joey Wartner-Cheney.
Produced by Whitney Hayes.
Edited by Riley Main.
Hey, folks, if you want to support the Lincoln Project's work against Donald Trump, Elon Musk, and this MAGA craziness, go to action.lincolnproject.us/helplp. If you'd like to get in touch or have suggestions for a guest or a show topic, or just want to say hi, our email is podcast@lincolnproject.us. For our MAGA friends, please, no more nudes. Thanks so much, and we'll talk to you again next time.
Good night, and good luck.